This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I opened the book of 1 Timothy and just plunged in to what Paul wrote to this young associate whom he left in the church of Ephesus to straighten out a problem some false teachers were causing. Let's backtrack a little and focus more closely on some of the things Paul taught. For example, I quoted verse 5 as being important in doing the corrective ministry Paul assigned Timothy to handle. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. This goal is for both Timothy and the false teachers. As Timothy commands the false teachers to stop what they are doing, he is to do it in love, with a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. He is to have a right motive, love. He is to examine himself to be sure he is not ignoring sin in his own life, a pure heart. He is to check himself about harboring animosity or anger, a good conscience. And he is to be sincere in believing God is going to do a work through him. At the same time, the goal includes seeking to correct the false teachers in a constructive way, so they will turn from a controlling mindset to one motivated by love. The objective would be for them to confess sin in order to experience a pure heart, to humble themselves before God, to resensitize their conscience, and to seek God to rekindle a sincere faith relationship with Him. If this happened, the outcome would glorify God and bless the church, and the onlooking community would take note and be attracted towards Christianity. Now, if this has been a blessing to you, I'd like to hear from you. Lud Golds at Outlook.com.